July 8th. Jesus says, establishing itself in the leading cities and countries, there has appeared a charitable association under the name of Blood Donors, which consists of willing people who, at the request of doctors, give their blood to others who have lost theirs in other civil or military contexts. Many lives have thus been saved, and these generous people are praised, held up as examples for the nation, and helped to overcome the weakness following upon their act. They are, in short, kept in a privileged atmosphere. This is proper. Theirs is a great charity, and if I promised a reward for whoever gives a glass of water in my name, I will certainly reserve a great reward for whoever is able to give his blood out of charity towards his neighbor, and does not demolish the merit of this charity with serious sins. But do you not consider that I have given you all my blood, and not to give salvation to a flesh which must still die afterwards, but to give the salvation of eternal life to the part which never dies, in eternity? I have given you my blood, and it was the blood of a god, amidst incredible torments and offenses. I gave it to you without being asked. I gave it to you out of love. I robed myself in flesh so as to be able to give it to you. I exiled myself from the heaven so as to be able to give it to you. For 33 years I suffered hunger, cold, weariness, abuse, and derision, so as to be able to give it to you. I ended my life by undergoing betrayal, which is more painful than a wound, the vile kiss scorching more than being burned at the stake, the torture of lying priests, of insane rulers, of a mob without gratitude or honesty, and bearing the mockery of pagan soldiers, the affliction of human law, an opprobrious sentence, and a horrible death, all to give you my blood. The last drops of my blood, which had bathed the streets and the courtyards of Jerusalem, and left its imprint on the palace, where there was badly interpreted power, and a heart fearful only of losing power, had gathered between the motionless heart and lung, and they were removed from me violently, but in the separation of my spirit from the now lifeless flesh, I exulted over those last drops being shed as well. I had come to give you all my blood, and I gave it to you, and give it to you, and I give it to you continuously in the sacred mysteries. But if I knew that by a new coming of mine you would be converted, O perfect pagans, O harsh deniers of your crucified God, I would come to give you my blood in a human form, as is needed for you, that live only by flesh and blood, and have killed, or dulled your spirits, and, with your spirits, love and faith. But it would be of no benefit. You would increase the weight of your sins in the eyes of the Father, and if I then had one who sold me for 30 coins, I would now have 1,000, and 100,000, who would exchange me for the kiss of a sinful woman, for the gain of a promotion, for even less. Telling you that you are flesh, and blood and live by flesh, and blood still represents paying you a compliment. You live by mire, and in the mire, new Pharisees who beat your breasts and feign religion and faith, but turn them exclusively into a trampoline for your profit, earthly profit. You live not only in the mire, but in an even more slimy matter you that lack even the false piety of the new Pharisees, and are worse than the pagans 20 centuries ago and mix crime with lust, thievery of every kind with vice of every magnitude. But, according to the old law, whoever uses something wicked shall die by that same thing. You live in the mire, and in the mire you will die. You will plunge from the mire of the earth into the mire of hell, for you have destroyed my new law of mercy, love, purity and goodness. But for the millionth time I tell you, in truth, that only those who are marked by my blood, and who live not as enemies, but as friends of Christ crucified will see in the hour of death the dawn of the eternal day appearing, where all tribulation ends, and is succeeded by the blessedness of possessing God forever, without veils or limitations.